Oh no, indeed. Good God. It is the last Ono Radio show of 2016.
Thank God.
And this year.
I
am your host, Owen. I am the captain of the shit ship. Along with me are my good friends, Ty.
Hey, buddy.
My good friend, Zach's here.
What's going on, O?
Hey. And returning to the show, not even, like, I usually got to ask guests when they come on.
Right. No one wants to come on
a
show.
No one usually just, like, shows up or asks me to come on the show. Well, apparently, this lovely lady did. Everybody, Abby Stassen's in the house again.
Yeah,
welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Lovely surprise.
Did I get your name right?
Yes, you did. You pronounced it exactly right, which is a miracle.
It is. Does it sound normal to you guys?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, cool. It's just my new headphones, so it's
You got some nice new headphones.
I did for Christmas. I got some nice new headphones.
New babies.
I did too.
I'm hearing that I'm way louder than you guys. So that's,
no, you're good.
I'm good.
Yeah,
all
you're
right?
good.
Pretty good.
All
man.
Right. Well, maybe they're not so good. These headphones. I don't know. But no, it was Christmas, and did we all do well? Did Santa treat us okay?
Santa's my dog this year.
Yeah,
we're cool.
What's Santa get you, bro?
I got a fucking badass knife sharpener. I sent a video. Did you see it?
It's pretty dope.
It's a nice knife sharpener. I got a GTA 5 for PS4.
Okay.
I think I talked about that on last show.
Didn't your grandma buy you that or something?
No, it was like it was my girlfriend's cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, other side of the family. But yeah, that was like the two coolest things I got.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ty, what I know you were Ooh. Saving on.
Oh, no, I lied. I got a pair of PF Flyers, the same one that he wore Jenny the Bet. Yeah, the Jet Rodriguez wore in the Sandlot.
I mean, that's what every kid wants, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, PF Flyers, if you don't know what those were basically like...
Chucks before Chucks.
Now, were they before Chucks?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
I think we talked about this on a show a long time ago, and I completely forgot, like, the history of it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. I think you could
I have
be right.
some turquoise ones. They're pretty awesome.
Nice.
Now, what... Is there really any difference to...
Yeah, there is. The toe's... It's the same different. Style, but the toe is much more rugged. Like, you could, like, kick shit in these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up? What's going on?
Your internet on?
Oh, did we lose the internet already?
I might have, but it doesn't mean you did.
That's no, because that's happened before in the past too. No, it's buffering. You might as well go ahead and do the reset.
Tell me the truth.
Nah, it is. Do it up.
But if you want to get some Converse, I would suggest going the PF Flyer route.
Because you can kick shit with
them. You can kick shit with them.
That's awesome.
You can't really kick shit with.
Does it still record when you're?
Yeah.
The show goes on. We'll be back in the. We'll be back live.
And I had to ask a question about the show.
I didn't get a whole ton for Christmas, but I got socks, and that's what I asked for. And I got they're like badass socks.
Are they your diabetes
socks? Describe these socks.
They're called bomb ass socks, or they might be Bombas, but I want to call them bomb ass socks.
I like that better.
But whatever they are, they're like. I don't know, considered one of the best socks you're allowed to buy. But
what do you mean allowed to buy?
Mere mortals are allowed to own.
You humans can't have these socks. Yeah. Far too good for
you. So what makes them so special?
Whatever they're made out of and how they fit.
So
I didn't do a lot of research, but I did wear them, and fuck, they're pretty comfortable.
They feel good?
They feel
good. Now, are they long socks? Are they short socks?
They're crude. They're short. Like,
no, thank God.
Yeah, okay.
I was expecting when I asked for socks to get like some of the crazy print socks, you know, some sort of funny thing. Mm-hmm. That would have been fine too, but these socks were pretty badass.
They went out of their way and they got you some good socks. Will these help with your puke count?
I think it might actually. Yeah. My circulation.
Do we need to just ask the puke count? Just get it over with?
Yeah. What is it?
Like four. Just,
holiday week, though.
That's not bad. For a holiday week, four is not.
Alcohol involved.
Yeah. Alcohol, lots of food. Do? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's going to happen.
That's not a bad puke count for a holiday week.
It's not.
It's lower than when
I was here last. It's good.
Yeah, well, that means you're improving.
I'm glad I'm improving. Yeah, yeah.
You go do that. We'll talk to Abby about her Christmas and see what Santa brought her. Was there any good surprises? Santa?
Yeah, my phone was starting to die, so I got a new phone, and it's good. It's I have no complaints. I went home from Chicago and I got to see my nephew. He's great.
That's always nice.
He's adorable.
See, I personally think Christmas is better without all the family shit. I think Christmas.
I have a very small family.
I do too. I only have like my mom, my dad, my brother, his wife, and their kids. Like
that's what I have too.
That's really all I got. And yeah, I don't know. We purposely. Well, but, I love my family, but we purposely like.
But you
to
also
get
have
them.
The in law. You know, you have your in laws.
Yeah, I got my in laws, but we don't really see them.
Yeah. See, I love. They're not my in laws technically. If you're just dating a girl, they're just your girl's parents. But
there's no name for that, and there should be.
Yeah, there should be, right?
There should be
the tentacles on your relationship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I have to, you know, do that. They're great people, and we have a good time. But it does make the holidays a little bit more stressful.
It's more trying, and
like now I gotta make everyone happy. You know, it's a lot of work.
When me and Teresa first got married, it was the one condition. Like I guess we just came up with early on was that we were going to do Christmas just us. Or if we weren't going to do it just us,
like
we were going to have people come to us. We weren't going to go
on
anywhere
Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day. Day before, sure. Day after, sure. On Christmas Day, nope, we don't go anywhere.
It's a good rule.
We do that. We do that, but just for Christmas Eve. We do.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I think everybody needs that sort of balance. But yeah, for us doing it on Christmas, you know, Christmas Day, just having
there's
that day
that,
to ourselves. We don't have to worry about it. We got
that's
up.
Cool.
We got up. We were on our second bottle of champagne drinking mimosas.
Nice.
This was after we like opened gifts and did all that stuff. We obviously got to have mimosas. We call them Buck's Fizz in the UK. Buck's Fizz.
And it's same thing.
Same exact thing.
Champagne
orange juice. We drink those while we're like opening presents, and then like we were chilling outside for a bit on our second bottle when one of our neighbors popped up and we were like, "Hey, you want a mimosa?" So they joined, then we opened
up. Look
at
that,
a
little neighborly Christmas. That's
we
great.
Opened up like a third bottle of champagne. And before you know it, I mean, we're
drunk
three,
by noon.
Three bottles deep. Seriously, I had to tell Teresa, I'm like, "Love, you might, I know it's Christmas and everything.
Tell her to slow down
but
a little.
You may want to slow down just a hair.
Yeah.
Just
well, what
a
time
hair.
Is it at this point? The three bottles down?
One.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time to slow down.
One, maybe so, two.
Yeah. You want a glass of water?
Yeah. You want to maybe like, let's get some like food in you. We even walked down to our like local store. That's how I knew she was drunk. We walked down to get more beer. We're walking down, and she's just every conversation topic, everything, she's just blaring. She's just yelling. You know when people are drunk. You get like that, Zach.
Yeah,
just,
I get loud.
You fucking get loud as shit.
I'm just passionate people, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, you know, Teresa as well, she's so quiet that you never have
I've never
problem.
Seen Teresa get loud.
No, but she does. She does, trust me.
I've seen her get a little loud.
Yeah?
So, over the holidays, I'm seeing, you know, and I love games, right? I love board games, that type of thing.
Yeah.
He's a board game fan.
Oh, yeah. He's a big one. Yeah.
Love him.
I played Risk last night. Got my ass whooped.
Dude,
Risk is always fun. Though.
Risk is awesome.
I like old school games. I like me some Yahtzee every
thank
once
you.
In a while.
Thank
Yahtzee's
you.
Great.
Yahtzee's a quality game.
You know, people mocked me when I got the credit card version of Monopoly, but it is way easier to play when
is
you're drunk.
Is there a credit card version? I didn't even know
yes.
it was a thing.
What? Yes. You can play it when you're drunk. It's so much easier.
So you don't have to keep track of money
out.
You just swipe?
Yeah.
That's
way
fucking
better.
Just like
rad.
A real drunk person. You can just swipe.
Yeah.
Swipe.
It makes you horrible at the game because you're just buying
exactly.
everything.
All willy-nilly.
Yeah.
But no, I came across this game, and I'm sure you've seen it on every feed out there on your Facebooks. It's like a – I don't know what type of device it is. I'm assuming it's sort of a dental device. But there's this game. I think it's Speak Something. And you put this thing in your mouth. Have you seen this?
The fuck?
Yeah.
And keeps your lips from being able to
and they
close.
Have to guess what you're saying
and like you see everybody's like gums like
that's
all
weird.
Pulled up
wait you
and
played
down.
This game
I did not play this I will not
this is
play
not
this
a
game
I would never so want to play this game
it's speak
oh
That's not a game.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room said Speak Out is the name of the game.
Oh, and creepy.
Do you have a video? And
it
is.
I don't have a video. I'm sure I can look up a picture of it. Just
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, let's get a visual
You do
this.
Need a visual just on YouTube this.
Yeah.
And this is like sold at like Toys R Us and shit?
That's, yeah.
That's what I'm wondering.
Like, I think it's kind
this
of
seems like a like there's like a sexual, there's something sexual going on. This isn't sold at like Spencer's.
You're
just,
what
it's
is?
Just multitasking. If you buy this game, that's what you and your family can look like.
That's creepy as shit.
And I guess you're like supposed to. Yeah, you're supposed to just.
I feel like that would hurt.
Why? What is the point? Is there a
because you can't speak right with it.
Like you have to guess what the other person's saying.
That's a Hasbro. That Hasbro.
Yeah, Hasbro.
That's a legit game. Then it's not like some little fucking.
No. I feel like that's making fun of like handicapped people in a weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Challenge. I would say.
I've seen handicapped people with their mouths open. Like.
Yes, we all
what
have.
What disease is that?
That's there's plenty.
Not like that, no, where you got your click fucking
yeah, that's more like method. Like,
I don't know what that is.
It feels
it's
wrong.
It's a method
you know
that
mean? It
has
like
Down
something
syndrome.
Like that, though. It feels wrong. Like, it feels
no,
like,
it does.
That looks uncomfortable. Like, what the fuck? Click, that's not a game. That's torture.
It's a game. It's a game. If you have like tried that game out and you want to, you know, give us a little testimony about it, you can give us a call at
321-332-0186.
Yeah, that's right. You can give us a call. The phone lines are open for once. I actually remember to do so. And you can also Skype us over at Ono Radio Show. That's a fun thing to do as well. So
do it.
Yeah, sorry about that earlier. We did have some live internet issues. No big deal, though. We're back up and running now. But nobody here has played Speak Out.
No, but I've
would you? Would you?
No.
No.
I would refuse.
Come on. That's, it'd be fun.
I don't know if I would either.
No. I don't know a woman who would.
I'd put my foot down on
that's
this.
That's not a game.
Hey, guys, what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to send stuff to you guys. It's kind of crazy.
You got some long-ass lips, bro. You got some stretchy lips.
You got some stretchy
so for
ass
for the
gums.
Listeners out there, Ty just did the Speak Out face, pulled his
with
lips
his hands.
Out. I think his lips out went
Ty.
Half a foot.
Is that
I'm
lizard skin?
Yeah, that's the lizard skin.
It's lizard skin.
Stretchy.
Stretchy as fuck. So I did get a couple things for Christmas myself.
What'd you get?
Main gift for this year from the lovely lady was my Apple Watch. So I've been playing with that.
Yeah.
Now
cool.
I did have a bit of a scare because I don't know if you know this, but Apple Watches, they like take your heart rates and stuff.
Oh my God. No, I don't need to see.
Yeah.
That.
I was
stressed out. Were you?
So I don't think the thing was acting up or something.
Nah, dude, you're fucked up.
You're
dude.
Driving, right?
No.
What are you doing?
Because I've seen it. Because I've
you
seen
almost
it.
Had a heart attack. You almost had a heart attack.
I've seen it in a normal range. And when I first saw it, she's like, Teresa just asked me, oh, so what's your heart rate at? And I told her, she's like, what?
She's like, it's 180 BPMs. He's sitting on the couch just with a beer in his hand.
I was lying next to her in bed, like, just for like 5 minutes. Like, she'd already laid down for the night. I was just kind of like laying down, saying goodnight type thing, right? And she's like, "What? So what's your heart rate?" And I look at it, and I've got a heart rate of like 114 beats per minute.
Yeah, that's high for
that
laying in
high,
bed.
Yeah.
For like laying in bed.
That's not too terrible.
That's not terrible.
Yeah,
but
it's definitely
yeah.
high if you're laying down.
But it's funny. Like I bought Hannah a Fitbit.
Yeah.
And it barely fits me, but I put it on just to smoke a cigarette to see what my heart rate.
Ooh.
And it went up like 12. 12 beats.
I believe it.
Just a little bit. You know, I was just curious to see.
Because I smoke a lot, as you know, but it's,
yeah, so your body at that point is just coming down from all those cigarettes.
Probably.
Throughout the night.
But I've checked it in the middle of the day like a couple of times, and it's like, oh,
that's good,
like,
man. I'm glad you're taking
70s and 80s.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah,
I'm glad you're getting a grip on your health by getting a
Apple Watch. I was
so thinking, when you know you're about to die, your Apple Watch tells you first, at least.
Check in right now. What are you at?
Let's go ahead and take a
it's
look.
It's easy, right?
Let's see.
Does it come right up?
Yeah, no, doopy-doo-doo. I get it.
Ooh, Apple Watch. Technology.
Don't be nervous.
I got to get to the nerve. I got to get to the home.
Don't be nervous here. About telling
you're
us
doing
your
the
heart
show.
Rate.
He's going to lie.
It's real stressful.
Oh, guys, measuring. But 5 minutes ago, it was 61 beats per minute.
What?
So
that's low.
Yeah, that's nice and low.
That's really low, isn't it?
I am at 99 right now.
That's a good BPM.
I'm at 99. It's good.
You're cruising. You're cruising right
I'm
now.
I'm cruising. Yeah. Oh, I just went up to 102 because I said that. No, it is. It is bizarre though, because I do kind of want it to have a feature that does like red alert, you're going to have a heart attack.
Right,
like,
right.
If that does, do you think it has that? It might.
If your heart rate gets, I would imagine, like, why not put that? If it gets to a certain,
like, above one, what would you say, like 150?
No,
200,
like
200.
Yeah, 200. Like extreme cardio, like high intensity cardio is like 160, 170. Up.
Okay, all right.
So, like 200 is
200,
like
something's wrong.
Your heartbeat should really never go past 180.
Yeah.
Okay.
But 200 would be like, you're going to die, I would think.
So, maybe at like the 190 mark, it starts giving you like little, like, hey, chill the fuck out.
It just, I don't know. It throws a Xanax in you or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, or if you have panic attacks, like, what if it starts.
And that's me, because I'm like, I have anxiety issues, yeah. I have panic attacks, so I haven't really truly experienced one of those while, you know, I've had this watch.
don't look at it, because it's just going to freak you out even more.
Don't
yeah.
think about it forever, because I will.
Yeah. What's crazy, though, too, is I don't know if it does this more with me than it does with the average person, but there's like this Breathe app, right, where if you're wearing it, like, it'll tell you throughout the day periodically, like, hey, take a minute.
Oh, they're awesome. Yeah, they're super
and
cool.
And you follow, like, you watch it kind of like you watch this, like, it almost looks like a flower. It sort of breathes.
It's a breathing exercise.
Those are helpful.
It's like
those.
A breathing exercise that I'm supposed to, and I don't do it very often, but
Does it report like when you sleep and when you get up in the middle of the night?
I haven't played with it that much yet. I'm sure there's a sleep app that I can.
Hannah does that because I got her the Fitbit Blaze, which is basically the Apple Watch
without the Apple name,
without Apple, and you don't have pictures, but text and all that other shit and. But it gives a report every morning of her how long she slept to the minute and when she woke up and it's interesting, it's cool, like I'd be interested to have one just to learn that type of shit.
That's just kind of my thing, too. I don't know if it's going to do anything for me health-wise, but at least I'll know. Like, right? Like, at least I can kind of mentally track some of that stuff, because I'm not Mr. Fitness guy. I'm never going to be.
No.
But no. But you couldn't tell?
Get out of town, Owen.
I know. It just comes naturally. It's weird. Yeah.
I mean,
weird.
I'm proud of you. You walked to the 7-Eleven to get some beer the other night.
I did.
On Christmas. Oh, so that's...
I actually walked to the further gas station down at the Sunshine Food Mart.
Oh, yeah. 7-Eleven wasn't open.
No, 7-Eleven was open.
Were they?
I had to go see my friend Al, man.
Oh, yeah. That's your spot. You had to go get those cut cases.
Yeah, that's it.
Future Ono product, maybe. What do you think about like Apple Watch kind of thing, but cock ring, and it measures your sexual performance. And your...
Yay!
They exist though.
But it reports to the Apple Watch.
Yeah, no,
I'm pretty sure
this.
We've seen this on products.
We did this in products back in the day. Damn I think.
Yeah, there's like a way to measure your sexual performance. It's not a cock ring, but it was some sort of device.
It was
that
like
you wear.
A cock ring that you wear. And they almost
was
had.
It?
I don't
want
to bang the device. I want to bang
a lady
while wearing the device.
But
it was that. It was that. I think Pornhub or something came out with it because they wanted you to pair it with like a game, so that like you're watching the porno and you got to compete with the guy in the porno and try and
that's
match,
what it was. Yeah,
and you gotta like match rhythms and shit.
Right. Yeah, you had to do all his moves.
Yeah. Oh shit, we have a phone call.
Cock rings inspired the phone.
Caller, do you own a cock ring? It's a yes or no answer.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple question.
No, I
don't
got to
think
anymore,
about it that long.
Oh my God, my wife's going to kill me. I lost it in her butthole.
Well,
she still hasn't found it?
Come on. It's still up there?
No, it's just 2 days. Poop it out? I had to give her... Dude, she's going to kill me if I tell you this. You're not putting this on air.
You're on air right now, Cole.
You're live, baby.
I swear to God, I actually had it, and it got lost in her butt. And it took a day and a half, and I had to give her in the mud to get it out.
That does not sound
pleasant. It's so weird you asked that.
Have you used it? Did you use it after that?
Yeah, did you put it back on?
Yeah, did you just right after that?
No,
right after the enema?
No, down the toilet, idiot.
No, you rinse it off in the toilet, then you put it back on. Yeah. That's what everyone knows that.
And now her butthole's all clean. You gave her an enema. You're good to
Everything's
go.
Everything's good to go. Put it back in the butthole. Get it lost again. Repeat the cycle.
Repeat.
Anyway,
Who is this?
I know
who
this
caller?
Is.
Hello?
This is my old boss, Pete Thornton from, my old boss.
Oh, boss man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Is this at the factory?
No. Before I worked at the factory, I worked on quite a few records and at a recording studio. This guy was the producer that kind of took me on to a lot of his projects. Again, Pete, he's done a ton of huge stuff, and then a ton of shit as well. But which I pretty much worked
on. I would say it's even the things that were successful are steaming piles of fucking shit.
Yeah.
So whatever.
That is a funny point though, Pete, because a lot of the stuff that we did, aside from that didn't exactly sell well, we had some decent stuff, and then the stuff that you did that made you all the money and got you your fame.
You weren't involved in.
I wasn't involved in, but a lot of that is just like, I mean, didn't you do? You did Limp Bizkit, didn't you?
Yeah.
Which one?
The first thing I did when I got out of college, out of Full Sail.
Yeah, he did Limp. Which album? Which was it? The EP?
I didn't do the album. I did an EP called Counterfeit, and it was a 3-song EP.
I think I sort of.
You know, I was
that.
Just one yeah. Out of college.
Yeah, that was that. That was Pete's.
It was. It got them the record deal, and then the record company put it out as a promotional CD before they put out their actual first album in like 1990. 5 or 6, I guess, around there.
Somewhere in there.
And that's your greatest accomplishment, sir? Sir.
No, it's not greatest regret.
Okay, we're greatest regret, I like it.
I want to apologize to everyone on the planet right now.
Well, we appreciate that.
I got interviewed by some German dude. I think I told you about it.
Yeah, you did.
It had nothing to do with music that I even liked. It was like, it was the shittiest bullshit thing. And I'm like, and then I told my dad, oh, this band got a record deal.
I'm lost. Are you guys following this?
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
Are you guys following this?
I'm not even following
all right,
this.
What was
I'm
name?
In the
Pete?
Conversation.
Pete.
So, Pete, why did you call the Oh No Radio Show?
Because I wanted to talk to you on air, because you and I talk late at night all the time. And I just, whatever you want to, I mean,
oh, so it's on me. You call the show to interrupt whatever I was talking about to just talk to you instead of the people here.
He's trying to railroad the show right now.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to make it the Pete Thornton show.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? Who are you,
the
Pete?
Pete Thornton.
I never even heard of Pete.
This ain't Fred Durst's house.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a backwards red
TV,
cap.
Same go, white people.
Go drink some hot dog flavored water. Calm down.
Yeah. No, but
you're flavored water.
You did tell us a great anecdote about, you know, losing, you know, a cock ring up your wife's butthole.
Thank you.
Was that
my butthole? All right, butthole. It was.
I said your wife's.
Fuck! I can't believe
I told
you that.
All right, we're letting Pete go.
Pete, you got anything you want to add before I hang up on you?
Not really. I thought that you were going to ask me something.
I'm not asking nobody about nothing. You're not fucking... You're ruining my show, Pete. Get out of here.
It was a good effort, Pete, but
he texted me earlier.
Harder.
He's like, I'm going to call your show like around 9 o'clock. I'm like, cool. That's awesome. Call my show. That's great. I didn't know it was because I was interviewing him. Yeah. I didn't know that that was part of it. Like, whatever.
You don't
cool.
typically set those up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. If you have that, an agent does it for you.
Usually it's the other way around. Like, I'm reaching
ask
out to you for that type of thing. But
you got to play the show with your fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You should have pulled that on the whole time.
I should have. No, but we do need to hop right in. Oh, shit. Oh, no, Pete, I'm not. What?
You have 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds, sir.
Me. All right, what's the subject this evening?
Relating
oh, my God. Listen
relating
to this show.
To the audience.
You.
Yeah, you.
Here's a tip. Next time you want to call in, listen to the show first. And then once you know what we're talking about, you'll already know instead of asking me what we're talking about.
I don't know because I didn't listen.
That's what
that's
I just
clear.
Said.
That's very
that's
clear.
Clear.
That's very clear.
So I'm giving you pointers for the next time. you listen to the show first and then you call because you're like, oh, they talked about this and I have this interesting anecdote about what you just talked about. Why am I telling you how to be a caller on a radio show? This is not my job. It's time for fucking clips. That's clips. Not that tune.
Clips. Hey. Clips. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
Clips. Yep, sorry about that. If Pete does keep abusing Pete. The phone lines, I will not hesitate to block his ass. So just, you know, maybe he's tuned in by now. I highly doubt it. That's a little technical. We'll start off with this. It's kind of a little softball, a little light toss into the wind for us to start playing catch with, right?
Okay.
This guy, he's in the UK, and he doesn't understand why the police don't like his Christmas lights. And so he's going to, you know, this is his confrontation with the police, who are deeming that his, you know, lights are maybe slightly offensive.
Hello? What for?
Can you come to the door?
Where?
On your wall.
Offensive?
Yeah.
How's it offensive? Right.
So people are taking offense to it.
Who is?
Wait, stop it for a second. It was this is the cops talking to him. They showed up at his door and he has what'd she say, a penis light, penis lights?
Something that looks like a penis. You've got the word, you've got a bell.
A bell?
Like a bell.
Okay.
Like a ring ding, like a
ding.
Right.
And
nice.
First use.
And the word end, right? Bell end.
I'll just switch it off.
So they're trying. They
want
to
knock my door in, to make me take these down. Right. What for Christmas lights?
She just said, "I'm going to arrest you, please."
I'll switch them off, right?
It's too penis-like.
I'm not taking the lights down. It's too late to take them down. It's Christmas.
So that's the picture. That's he's got a cock. And then a bell, and the word end.
What, a bell with the word end on it?
And the picture of a cock.
It's not a cock.
I love that she calls it a cock.
Right, we'll agree to disagree.
It's not a cock.
So you either take the lights down, or I'll lock you up, and I'll take them down myself.
Really?
Yes.
Are you joking?
You can't go to jail for that.
That bell is festive.
She's already arrested him. You can't fuck around festive. With this shit.
Right.
The way it's been displayed, and what you're inferring is not festive at all. Is
what?
It?
The bell is very festive.
You've got a picture... Or an
so,
with a penis.
So the word... Bell the so word a end. Bell with the word end. What? Is that offensive?
The penis. Offensive.
Right, well, so I can have the others up.
The bell end, no, you can't.
Why?
Why can't you just put Merry Christmas up like that?
Like everybody
well,
else.
Because I had the word cunt up before. Because
I had the word cunt up before.
And she's like, and she says, I know you
I
did.
I know you did.
Well, I know you did.
And then I put lol up. Was that offensive? Is lol offensive?
No, not at all.
So I can have a lol?
Yeah, of course you can.
So I can't have bell, a bell with the word end on the end. It's a mushroom.
It's a mushroom.
It's an awesome mushroom.
It's a mushroom.
I mean, they're festive, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows the tales of the Christmas mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's how Christmas started.
Yeah. Santa was out picking up mushrooms, decided to
something like
trip
that.
On them and make some toys for the kids.
Yeah, they grew under the Christmas tree.
Yep.
They would hang them on the Christmas tree to dry.
Damn so, right.
Yeah.
It is a mushroom.
Yeah, the stocking. Yeah.
Well, I'm dyslexic, so I can't really tell.
Can't tell the difference between a mushroom and a penis.
I like it.
He's dyslexic. So yeah,
I'm surprised you don't do something like that, Owen.
Oh well,
you're outside, Chris. I mean, the T-Rex.
You need a palm tree.
The T-Rex was dope this year, but I was a little disappointed in your outside display.
Yeah,
this year.
It was. It was a little late this year as well. We didn't really put the effort into the outdoor display. Maybe next year. It's because I went and I took all my lights out of the goddamn shed back there. I pulled them out. I plugged every strand in, One of them had half of a strand that worked. The rest of them never even lit up at all. So I said, what? Fuck it.
No
I just
shit.
Threw what the whole fuck? Goddamn box in the trash room and trash and said, no, I'm
not. Trash
room.
Yeah. Where's the trash room?
Oh, it's oh, you don't
it's
know.
The studio. Yeah, that's what he calls the studio.
I think we're in it. We're in it. We are it.
So you guys, have you heard of Poppy?
Poppy.
No.
Poppy is this weird internet YouTube thing.
Tell me he's a rapper.
No, this is a chick, and it's slightly disturbing. I think it's all a ploy for this chick's record label. It's some weird viral marketing thing, and Poppy's been around now doing these short clips on YouTube for years. They've gotten increasingly weirder. I guess I'll just play, like, this is her music that I guess is the whole point of what they're trying to promote in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
It's still weird as fuck. Like the whole character's odd.
What's this hot track?
It's called Low Life, Ty.
Oh, by Poppy.
So it's standard pop. Kind of garbage, you know. Yeah. There's really nothing to it. Sort of creepy looking.
She looks
right?
Too young to be.
Too many barrettes.
Yeah.
Her
whole thing is that I think she wants to look sort of fake, and we can come back to the song in a sec. But these are the actual like videos that she does for the most part. This is like her YouTube channel. This is what you're usually going to come across here. Are you sleepy?
Ooh, I'm getting sleepier.
Are you sleepy?
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's creepy. I mean, she's hot.
Does this make you tired?
But it's creepy doing this.
I really want to know how old she is.
Serious?
Though, too.
Like, does she have a sense of irony yet for her age? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm trying to work it out myself, Abby.
What the is this like bad ASMR?
It's
can we
close?
Talk about that?
No, we've talked about ASMR on the show before, and it's.
Oh, fuck.
It borders on that, though. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, because I'm huge into ASMR, which is very embarrassing to admit, but yeah.
Is this the whole video?
Will you come with me?
Will you come with me? This is Ty's favorite shit right now. Ty loves this.
This is terrifying.
Ty loves this. Look at him.
It's pretty good.
Ty's gonna go to sleep to that tonight on loop.
So then there's is this the internet?
He's gonna wake up to
here's
it.
Here's another one. They're all short.
Poppy.
Hi, internet.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
You clicked my video.
Ah.
Oh, hi, Poppy.
Thank you for clicking my video.
You're welcome.
Ty
loves her.
To watch on the internet.
I hate this. This is a bastardization of ASMR.
It's weird.
It's a nightmare.
Watch my video.
Oh god.
What will happen
she's
in this video?
Abby can't even look at it.
Look at
she's
it.
Trying to hide from it.
It's
is this the internet?
I like it for its fucking weirdness though. It's kind of, I don't know, it's
one more. There's one more. What do your dreams feel like? This one now this one got me. This,
Abby is freaked out. She's about to leave.
No, I'm not.
This one got me.
I told you guys I was lonely.
I was watching this at work, and I was alone, and I'm like, I gotta like shower now or something. Like I needed to like go to the bathroom and throw some water
on for
my
this
face.
Video right
for this
here?
One right here. Oh, it's, I don't know. There's just something again, it's even more weird about it.
What the fuck?
It's pretty good.
Oh no!
Now she's in a bunny costume.
That is the best bunny onesie
hang
ever.
On, hang on.
What do your dreams feel like? I keep having the same dream over and over again.
Oh my god!
Do you ever have this dream? I had a dream where I could breathe for the first time.
What the fuck?
It's nightmare juice, dude. It's nightmare juice.
It's terrifying.
Kind of want to play.
But Ty loves it.
The sky is blinding, but I can't look away. You can have this dream too.
She is. This is freaking me out. What?
Yeah,
the hell?
That's so. This is what's her name again?
This is her song. This
Poppy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same chick. So it's obviously some promotion, somebody dreamed
it's a
up.
It's like a new it's a marketing technique at the end of the day. Like she, it's different, and that's why I kind of appreciate about it. I don't know. It's like it's weird as fuck, but
I think if you look in the description, it says like Interscope Records or something, which is cracked me up because it's somebody wasn't that like M&M's and like.
Well, yeah, they could be
Interscope
like
Interscope did a lot.
Yeah,
but I think it started as like this as kind of like M's like side project. Like,
I really
as before. That.
I really think that's what it is, dude. It's just. Sorry, go ahead.
Wow, sorry.
I don't remember that story.
I really, I really think it's just like them trying out a new marketing scheme,
and that's probably all it is. But it's so weird.
It is very weird. Right. Look at this fucking devil.
Even the video
devil.
Is like is odd too. So they're going with a character.
That's the worst.
This
devil.
Is the kind of shitty I'm used to, though.
Yeah, not
the
other
used
videos.
To the other shitty.
No, you're right.
Which is what I experienced just then.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. It's completely fascinating, but completely terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, I like the marketing more than the
music. Oh, the last one made me. Yeah. I couldn't stop laughing.
The bunny costume gets it every time.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We'll kick things up a notch. This one's just for Ty.
Oh.
This is just a random internet find. This is a guy who creates his own sort of meditative music, Ty. And this is him doing five different like chants at the same time. If you're looking for it, it'll be like,
Wow, Hawk Five.
Yeah, Thomas G. Hohenauer.
We're saying it so aggressively.
Yeah, because this guy is clearly German, and he has a lot of hats, too.
Fump.
So, okay.
I'm into it.
Yeah. He starts harmonizing with himself here in a second. He's got kind of a fedora hat. He's got a fez, a cheetah fez. He's got a cowboy hat and another one of them. See, I knew Ty, you would be into this. This is lizard music, right?
I like it a lot.
This is definitely lizard music.
This is definitely lizard music. Okay, so this music is over 6 fucking minutes long of him doing this.
Same shit.
Let's fast forward to the halfway point.
I do love all his hats.
Yeah, he's got
the
a lot of good
hats. Make the man.
If it were my lizard music, I'd drop the bass right about now. Like halfway through, needs the bass drop.
He's communicating to this lizard. They
look fascinated. So that's just one guy?
That's just one guy, man. Just doing his thing. This is just him doing his thing, you know?
All right.
If you guys want to hang out, I can make that happen.
Yeah, get him on the show. Get him on. We'll do an interview with him.
Let's do some meditated chanting. Come
on. Do you guys want to see a guy trying to sprint while drinking whiskey and smoking a pack of cigarettes? Or do you want to see this new fucking hot shit artist called Viper?
Viper.
No, I want to go with the whiskey drinking.
Too bad we're going Viper.
Viper.
God damn it, Abby.
Sorry, but I just have to see. Is this about? is this about gentrification?
This is his music video, and I think
it's a bunch of condos.
Making my condos into Whole Foods.
This is Viper
fuck
right here.
Bodega.
Oh, Viper looks hard. Good choice.
Yeah,
what?
Good.
What?
Oh, damn. He's got a big ass head up in that limo.
I know.
If you're just listening to special effects on this, you gotta log in and see it.
Wow, that beat is hard. Man, that is high quality production.
I think he recorded that on his, like, kid's laptop he borrowed from school.
Where do you find these, Owen? Where do you find these?
Oh, like clip art with
it's half my life.
Screen.
It's half my life.
It's fantastic.
I don't know what corner of the internet you're going to.
I get different internet than everybody else. You got to pay more for what I get.
That's why it goes out
this,
all the time.
For what's happening right now? Yes.
There's no words for this
one. I don't know
one.
What
this
is.
Like, I don't even know. Okay.
Oh, no.
How do you make something this bad now?
It's
so easy and cheap to make something that isn't this.
All right.
I love it.
Last but not least, we gotta explore the wide world of Albert.
Albert
Roundtree Jr. All right, is his name. And a couple of years ago, he came out with a song that, quite frankly, I can't believe the Oh No radio show missed. He came out with a song,
Albert.
In, I think it was 2012 or 2013. Either way, I've got a couple of his old tracks and one of his new tracks coming up. The one you're going to want to hear, though, which is his old song, which started everything, is Booty Pop.
Booty Pop by check Albert? Out
Albert.
Albert is a...
So
Albert is a 7 or 8-year-old black child.
Looking fly, though.
He's about to make that booty pop.
And he in the hot tub with booties. Come on, girl,
I
know you
most. Come on, girl, I don't hate this. That is why I wrote this song so we
can dance all night long. Dude. I could be a superman. I'm the man with the planet. Time to make a dream come true. Have some fun with me and you. I can make your booty pop. Booty pop. Booty pop.
Hey, this kid's killing it.
All right, can we just talk about his Audi? Yeah, he's got one of them weird Audis.
That's a big ass Audi.
That's a big ass Audi.
Looks like the size of a beer can.
That's almost bigger than these chicks' asses that are
right?
jiggling.
They
all
do
around
have
them.
Some flat asses. Yeah. Can we make that known?
No, but I think that's good because it doesn't make it like it's a huge age.
It's not overly sexualized, right?
Yeah. I don't know. They were he had asses in his face.
He did.
He was also squirting that water
yeah,
can.
He yeah, he was squirting that water and can
from
thing.
From
pretty,
his dick.
Pretty
he wasn't holding it. He was down here.
That was a suggestive.
Booty pop.
I can make your booty
pop. Booty pop. Booty pop. He has a big ass belly button, dude.
Now he's spraying bitches down with his water.
She loved it too. You saw that? She loved it.
Clearly.
Right.
I bet they gave her at least $50.
So we're not idiots. We know what this is, right? This is dad's a producer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to, you know,
make some quick money.
Make some quick money.
Soul ties, like.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next Michael Jackson.
You have more chance of making money off him when he's 8 than he, you know, rapping than he is when he's 20. You know what I mean?
Pretty much. Well, okay, so here's another one of his like
Girls.
This is Girls, another one of his early tracks.
This kid's going to grow up and be gay.
Me and my girls are
you know it, right?
Okay. So make sure you don't get involved, okay? You said that because all your friends like me more than you. Boom. Whatever.
What?
Hey, that's a pretty pimp ass room he's got.
Nice pad.
Looks like Ty's house.
It does not.
Hey, baby.
I like his
hangout.
His
Crayola.
I love them every day. I love them every night.
What?
That's so bad. The last one was so much better.
Oh, he's doing artistic drawings of them in crayons.
You know, his dad probably still wrote the lyrics. That's even more sad.
Yeah, and that is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, they know 8-year-old fucking writing that shit.
Even though they sound like 8-year-old lyrics.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you're right. That's at least check out what he's, you know, coming out with
new
these
album?
Days
the dropping.
New, the new oh, album that just dropped.
Oh shit, is he older now?
Yeah,
he's a little older.
Oh,
so let's
shit.
See, you know, his musical progression.
Okay, yeah,
let's see what he's like now.
Oh, he's getting more thug with it.
Oh yeah.
Dropping
he's
that
like
banger.
10 now, dude. He's
oh damn.
Oh shit, he's a lot older.
He's gotten fat too.
Yeah, he's fat.
Oh no. Man, Albert Roundtree Jr. is going downhill already.
This is the problem.
Like,
he's born now. Like,
his dad's gotta have money. Like, this is high quality production, though. He's got a Lambo. Is that a Lambo?
Yeah.
And those girls are sexy. Like, what girl would do that for a little bit of money? Like, That's not advancing their career.
Craigslist.
Yeah,
Miami's
probably
crazy.
That pad, damn.
Yeah, like they fucking own that. You can't own the beach too either, Zach. That's an easy backdrop.
Yeah, these are all public places.
And it's green screen.
They're all over public
places. That's his dad's house, bro.
No, this is a public place.
That's the goddamn Hard Rock Miami.
It's the library. Bitch, you don't go to Miami. When was the last time you were in Miami? Never.
they don't let me down there. So yeah, that was Albert.
Was that Clips?
A little underwhelming, but yeah, was Clips. We
want it. You got him.
We got it. You know we got him,
baby. You know we got him, baby. I'll tell you what though. Clips. You know we got him. Even though this week was kind of a bust, which I feel like it kind of was, because, you know, not much going on in between Christmas. Everybody's kind of, you know, just kind of floating.
What day is it? Is it a weekday? Where are we?
This year's been a solid year of Clips. I mean, we've had some had some beauties.
And I stand by it. I'm proud of us for getting rid of products.
Zach, you did it. You did it.
No, if you guys, you can thank me later, Ty. Abby, you probably don't know about products, but
I think I may have heard about it at one point.
You might
worst segment ever. I'm just kidding.
It's funny because I actually had one product pulled for today, but now you've hurt my feelings.
Good, so I don't want to see it.
Now I'm not gonna.
It's
do
probably
it.
Like the
now I'm not gonna do
product
it.
That I need.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. It is actually it's something always, you'd be pretty for you. Stoked about. One thing we'll talk about before we go to break, and that's my robot vacuum again.
Yeah. Which one you got? You got the Roomba?
Did not get a Roomba.
It's the Roomba.
I did not get a Roomba.
Is it a step down from the Roomba?
Oh, well, Roombas are expensive, are they? My friend. I got the, I'm not going to say how much it was, but it's called the D-Bot.
The D-Bot.
It's the D-Bot. And let's just say it's not the most intelligent of devices. The whole way it gets around your house, it doesn't like, I thought it was going to have some sort of infrared sort of thing. Like it could like detect where the wall was or something like that. Right.
It just bumps into shit.
No, it doesn't do it. Yeah. All it does is just bump into the wall.
So
and
it doesn't know how to navigate
a room?
It
doesn't know how to do shit. You just fucking let it bump into everything. It goes around. I'll tell you what though, not a bad job. It's gotta give it to
you. All right.
I gotta remember to close certain doors because it can't come in here. It gets tangled in all the wires. The bathroom, it gets confused because it doesn't like the bath mat and it gets all fucking
caught up in it.
So as long as I got those doors closed,
it'll clean. So what dude,
I found it. I found it in. It goes in all in the bedroom on its own.
So what do you do? Like when you leave for work during the day, you let it just do its thing all day.
It's
like
on a timer now. Yeah. And it does about 2 hours and then it goes back to its thing, or it's supposed to go back to its thing. Sometimes it gets
confused.
Do you
watch it at work on your internet?
I have not been able to catch it yet on my camera thing, but you know I will. The dream, the ultimate dream, the whole reason of buying the robot vacuum,
it's obviously for Ginger.
So that my cat jumps on it and then I can one day tune in from work and watch my cat riding the vacuum around the house. But until such day, I'll call the product a failure, but, you know, we're going to get there.
But it's doing its job for now.
Yeah, I like it. I would suggest getting one.
So owning two dogs, do you think it can handle my carpets?
Fuck no. I mean, you got to...
So I'd have to go Roomba.
Yeah, you're probably better off going Roomba, but give this one a shot first. You know,
no, I don't need that shit.
You know,
it takes fucking 2 seconds to just vacuum, dude.
Yeah, but if you vacuum once a week and then you send this out, like basically do just like upkeep, then you don't ever, then you don't have to like do a crazy big vacuum. Like that's the idea.
Just a little vacuum.
Crazy little vacuum.
You know, it keeps it fresh.
No, I get it. You always get your little toys that last a week and then you never use anymore.
And then they break.
What's up with Alexa? Do you ever use Alexa?
All the time I use Alexa.
Why haven't we had Alexa in for a show?
She
we need
still
to,
call
because
her
she's
Alexa.
She's an internet she's, drain.
Yeah,
still call her Alexa.
My friend couldn't stand to call her Alexa, so he just went back to Echo.
Yeah, I don't like
you
that.
Can change the. Oh,
it's,
you can
but
change
it's only two. It's
oh,
only Alexa.
Oh yeah, it's Alexa.
Echo. Yeah, it's Alexa's better.
I recently went over to my girlfriend's parents' house and we played Risk, and with you know they got young kids and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And he got, one of the kids got the Echo, the small one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the whole time we're playing Risk, I keep asking Alexa to put on war music. Like, I'm like, Ride of the Valkyries,
yeah, for sure, yeah.
Marine Corps hymn. Like, And fucking her little brother kept telling Alexa to turn it off. I was like, come on, man. I'm invading your country. I need some jams behind it.
It's no fun.
Yeah.
God damn it. Speaking of fun, I need to pee.
Me too.
And I think that's a good time for us to take a break anyway.
Fuck dreams.
So we're going to take a little break.
Did you shout out the 2 Beer 4?
We have not done that yet.
Shout it out.
Just we're going to shout out to Zach's dad.
Yeah, Tiki fucking Rich.
Tiki fucking Rich hooking us up for the second year in a row with a 2 Beer 4.
All the fine brews.
When I come back from break, I'm going to enjoy this original Oktoberfest, but there were some other ones on there.
I'm having a button now. We got some good beers on there.
Either way, thanks a lot, Rich. Thanks to all of you in the chat room. Stick around for 10 to 15 minutes while we go on break. We'll be back. I want to talk about dreaming in Ebonics and so much more. Abby, sticking around for the second half? Fuck yeah, you are. I will see you in a little bit. Until such time, fuck your dreams.
Fuck
your
dreams. Freedom of speech. Too time for the right to hold people. Just give to the fifth of the cops in the house. Close your mouth and pray to your teeth. That's why, because the devil a lie. You want it? Why don't you look out the window?
That's right.
I like it.
That's how you start a second segment.
I like it.
Right there.
Oh, no.
Guys, that's some gorilla toss.
Gorilla.
Gorilla toss, by the way, is not in like an ape or a man-like hairy creature, but in like a gorilla, like a war gorilla, like a rebel, like a rebel against the state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gorilla. Somebody,
with a U
like...
and an E, not with an O and an R.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So they're tossing those.
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't know. Gorilla, maybe that's like a move that those gorillas have. They're like, gorilla toss. Like, and they say that, but in a Spanish accent.
It could be. How would you describe this music, Ty?
It's kind of like really bombastic electronica with like, punk girl lyrics over the top.
Yeah.
Are all the songs the same style of lyric? Like, do they sing, or is it all kind of just like...
It's similar to that. They go in and out.
I dig it. I'm going to check this out. That's Gorilla Toss. Check that out.
Guys, sticking in the studio for the second half of the show with us is Abby Stassen.
Hey.
She's not only here to just, you know, chill and drink some beers, but she also is a stand-up comedian with things to promote. And I think it is due time that you actually get your piece out there, Abby.
There is a very cool event coming up in Orlando from January 19th to 22nd. It's called the Orlando Indie Comedy Fest. It's year 3. We've got some really cool headliners. We've got Trey Crowder, who's the liberal redneck. His show's already selling out.
Orlando, by the way, just tilt your mic just a little bit. Like, pull it down. Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, see like how his is?
Yeah.
Like this?
There you go. There you go.
It's so much better. But,
yeah, it sounded super weird.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's the Orlando Indie Comedy Fest,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, Orlando Indie Comedy Fest, the third year.
It's the third year. I know that there were some huge names there last year.
Yeah, last year we had Sean Patton and Eddie Pepitone.
Yeah, Eddie Pepitone, you've all seen him. Like, he's one of those guys, too, that you've seen him on, like, everything. You've seen him somewhere, and you instantly recognize him.
It's what, like a week-long thing, right?
It's about 4 days, actually.
4 days.
19th through the 22nd of January. And we've got Trey Crowder, his liberal redneck. He just sold a show to Fox.
He
was there the first and the second year along with me.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what brought you down, was it not? Like
That's why I moved to Orlando, actually, was because of this festival. This festival is so good. I've been a comedian for almost 4 years now. I've done a lot of festivals across the country, in Phoenix, in Omaha, in Iowa City, and on the East Coast. And this festival was, I love the people here. It made me love the city. It made me, you know, when I really needed somewhere else to move to, this was the obvious choice because I had such a connection here.
Do they do, do you buy a ticket to the whole festival? How do you get tickets?
You can do both. I would recommend doing both. All three of our headliners is Trey Crowder, Mark Normand, who has been on Conan and a number of other shows, and Jackie Cation, who runs a podcast called The Dork Land, I believe. She's an opener for Maria Bamford. But you can buy them on OrlandoIndieComedy.com. There's a link right there, and you can go and buy either a Fest Pass, which is for all 4 days, or right now you can buy specific day tickets to certain shows.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I'll definitely have to do something like that. I'd like to get more involvement in that scene. I love the Improv too, and it's great that you have shows there. It's great that are all the shows at the Improv, every single one.
No. Doing stuff we're all actually over the place, right? Yeah, we're not involved with Improv. It's all stand up comedy. So a lot of featured venues are gonna be Will's Pub, Lil Indy's, yeah. Space Bar Comedy.
There's over also- the oh, Milk so
you're not district. Doing you're not doing anything with the Improv
no,
this year.
No. Oh, we never have.
I thought hood. You did no, last
no,
year.
No. It was all. We never have. It was all Mills 50 yeah. and then Milk District. I thought there was one show.
Yeah. Mills 50 and Milk District. Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah. It's all local. It's cool. I'm definitely going out this year because I was bummed I missed it
last
year.
And the national talent. Like, these are not the headliners you're going to be seeing, but they're going to be the next headliners you're going to be seeing. So the amount of national talent this year is outstanding. Like, and I've been in all three of these.
And
so
tickets are reasonable, too.
In a way, it kind of functions.
Yeah, Fest Pass is 40 days. That's $10 a day, and there's going to be probably four to five shows a day. Like, that's an unbelievable
deal. A hell of a deal.
It functions kind of like a Fringe, but on a smaller scale in a way, maybe?
Yes, in a way.
Is that a good way to look at it?
Yeah, and also a portion of the proceeds are going to be going to mental health
charities.
Awesome.
That's great, yeah.
Especially with all the help we need, we can get in Orlando right now. Exactly. All kidding aside,
in
America in general,
some of them will also be going to the Pulse
and Pulse victims and everything to do with that. But also, I mean, what better cause for comedians, I say, to donate to? Because there's not a comedian that's out there that's funny that doesn't have mental health issues to some degree. There's,
the best people are crazy.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. It's gonna be awesome.
Speaking of crazy. Before the break, hinted at talking about something which I don't think it's going to come across as racist, but if it does, I want to apologize.
That means it's racist.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because I've thought about it a lot.
All right.
And for some reason, it's the weirdest thing. And I know there's like studies on like people's dreams and like do deaf people hear in dreams and no they don't, and do blind people see in dreams and no they don't, and do people like
really? I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. There's like studies with that type of thing, and so like I've always been sort of fascinated with dreams, as boring as they can be in general conversation. Oh, guess what I dreamt about last night?
Yeah. I don't want to hear about your dreams.
And no one wants to hear about dreams, but. Last night,
dreams are epic, man.
Last night, and this is just a very short description of it, is that for some reason in my dream, I was talking in full on Ebonics.
And you had an Ebonics dream?
I had an Ebonics dream.
Man.
Have you ever experienced anything like this?
No. Where
you
were,
I was like fluid.
Do you remember what you said?
I've had a patois before.
All I know is I was really tight.
Were you saying the N-word?
Pretty sure I would have.
Yeah, you were busting it
out.
I was accepted. You had the pass.
I had the pass. And no, I was like speaking full jive, man. I don't know what was.
You sure this wasn't real life and you were really drunk up at the 7-Eleven picking up some beer?
I don't.
And you just walked into some random black dude and we're talking Ebonics.
Yeah, someone in the chat says, like, do people even say Ebonics anymore? Very 90s? Like,
no, Ebonics. Ebonics.
I have not heard it in a very long time.
No, but it's Ebonics.
It's Ebonics. Yeah. What do you say, urban? What do you...
No, it's Ebonics. Like, any black guy would agree with that. It's Ebonics.
It's Ebonics.
Speaking of dreams and stuff, and I know we don't do products because Zach's lame and everything, but I saw this thing today that is... Like, there's a company that is putting out a dream pad, like a thing you put over your eyes when you sleep.
The dream pad.
I don't remember what it was called. But It allows you. Products. It allows you to lucid dream, like at your own will. Every time go to sleep, it tricks.
What? How can they do that though?
It tricks your brain. That
products.
Into,
this is why we didn't do products because they're all horseshit.
It was crazy. Did
it connect to your phone?
I don't.
Did it have an app?
I don't think so.
Yep. Then it's not a real product.
You're sleeping when you use it. You don't need your phone.
I imagine.
I want a recording of it on my phone.
I want to be able to put in like a YouTube video and have it attached to my dream pad and put it on over my eyes and then be transported into whatever world the video is in. So if like I'm watching Lord of the Rings, I'm there. If I'm fucking...
Well, I think that's part of the lucid dream experience. You get to kind of dictate your dream.
Oh, that's fucking rad. Like, so
I'm going to Middle Earth, man.
Like the band I'm listening to right now that I'm jamming hard. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they're playing in New York tonight. I want to dream about like being at totally that show. It's like teleportation.
But you won't see the band. Like, I don't know. It works like that.
If it's a dream, I'll watch the band.
Do whatever the hell you want.
It's like teleporting while you're dreaming. Right?
They said that the most popular thing is riding dragons.
Okay.
And sex with different celebrities, I think, was like right.
Damn, that's pretty fucking rad.
Always got to go back to the dick.
And dragons.
Dicks and dragons.
Fantastic.
That's the name of this show.
I'll watch out for that.
Dicks and dragons.
Dicks and dragons.
I
want
to do some R&D.
Dicks and dragons. Dicks and dragons.
Wow. It was a terrible
cat
dragon.
All right, a dragon dick. What does a dragon dick look like? It's big, right?
It's spiny.
It's fiery.
Everyone knows it's spiny.
Is its cum poisonous? Like it can kill with its dick?
I feel like dragons have those hook dicks, so when they get you, like they don't let go.
Oh, they hook you. Yeah, they hook you. They hook you hard.
It's like a lizard tongue that comes out kind of Red Rocket style, and it just slips in there and does its thing.
It's like our caller's wife's anus from the first half of the show. Once you're in, it will.
Yeah, you can't get it out.
You can't get it out. It steals your cock ring, and we'll never give it back.
Dicks and dragons.
Dicks and dragons. We've got some talk in the chat room here from, it's that guy. Don't care. But if you do want to give us a call, you can do so at
321-332-0186.
Yeah. That's a thing that happens.
Skype us on a radio show.
That thing too. So, we just got through Christmas, guys.
We did. Just we survived Christmas. Another Christmas.
Woo-hoo! It happened.
And this year, during Christmas, as always, there's got to be some shenanigans.
Oh, I saw this shit. This is divine intervention.
This is probably one of the better Christmas stories that came out this year. And it was, it was in Sri Lanka. It was at a Christmas carol service. In the Sri Lankan capital of Colombo, and instead of printing the usual hymn of Hail Mary, full of grace, blah blah blah.
It's a prayer.
But I think you can sort of sing it or whatnot. Like there are versions where
they probably do that too. Yeah,
and instead of printing the traditional. Like lyrics or words to the hymn or prayer, they decided to print out Tupac Shakur's
Hail Mary,
which was his last release, by the way. That came out post
Hail Mary. One quick see.
Yeah,
what
you know
we have here now.
See, you know it. Do I need to play it? I need to play it.
You gotta
right?
play it. Dude, I didn't that's even the jam, bro. All
right, let me find
that
it.
That song is fucking. It's dark. It's.
Tupac's
it's gangster
Hail Mary.
Is what it is like.
So obviously though, it's going to be slightly different than the lyrics to. Here we go.
Machiavellianist. All through your body. The blows
oh
like
yeah.
A 12 gauge
I'd go to church though. This was playing. Some of the lyrics included.
Just let it.
But I ain't killer. But don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy.
Next to getting
pussy.
Yeah, turn it up. Look, Jay's about to say it right now.
Yeah.
I ain't a killer. killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the
sweetest joy next to getting pussy. They printed
raps unloaded, wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game, sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See a nigga's coming for me.
This is gangster, bro. Investment, please, father. I'm a ghost. Give me the feels, Hail Mary, catch me if I go. Let's go deep.
I saved the picture of the. Here's what it looked like. That's the actual program.
So they walk
right
into
there.
Church and it's Tupac lyrics on Christmas service.
Machiavelli and this Illuminati all through your body. It's like a 12 gauge shotty.
Come with me. Run quick, see. What do we have here now?
So good. I'm going to this church.
Yeah, right? We should all take a trip to that church.
It's in Sri Lanka, so.
Oh, yeah, that's not. I'm not. I have no desire to go there.
No, no desire to go there either.
That's in Africa, right?
Whatever. They probably don't speak much English there. That's all I know. I want to go to places where I can yell at people in my own language.
Ebonics.
Then there's also this guy I learned about this week. His name is Carlos Kaiser. You ever heard of him?
Have not.
Kaiser Carlos Sose.
Okay. So this guy, he was a Brazilian former footballer who played as a striker, better known as being a farce footballer.
Sorry, are you talking about soccer players?
Yeah.
Soccer.
Yeah,
soccer.
What they call it, you know, most of
soccer.
World.
Football.
So I guess this guy was basically just a con artist who impressed some scouts during a training session, and
made the team.
and he made the team by this Mexican club, and
but never really played soccer.
Although
before.
He was released, this is how he got his start in 1979. Then he was released months after without playing a single match. So basically, he just like kept it up for years and years and years,
just hopping on teams.
And this dude would get. In decent shape. He didn't know how to play soccer really at all. He was shit.
Yeah.
He would get in decent shape and he met all these people within the scene, these other footballers, and they like, because he worked out with them like at the
nice.
Gym or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But he sucked at soccer.
But he sucked at soccer and he's like, oh, you might remember me from playing in this Mexican club. And then when they would look it up, he technically was with this like Mexican club. Like, oh,
classic
never...
success.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So he's got some like ins there. And for like seriously 15 or 20 years, every time he'd like sign with the team and they'd sign him for like a 3-month contract, but it would be in his contract that, oh, he's just coming off an injury. He has to like do like training sessions. And then they'd get him like up to essentially game playable, like fitness.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he'd go on the field, he'd fake a hamstring injury.
Oh,
that in those days, I guess they didn't have the techniques they do now to like discover that, like, yeah,
sit on the bench and get paid.
So yeah, he would just like set it out. But,
okay,
until they
hold on, I'm confused.
To next team.
But wait, so the teams weren't in on this? They didn't know this? He just scammed them?
He was just scamming
but
all the teams.
How long could you do that? Like, how many teams did he roll through doing that? Because that's fucking stupid. You got to like change it up. You can't just use the same technique every time.
I'm trying to look at dates here for you because when did he get caught? He started this in 79.
2000.
Oh, well, also here's a good part too. While applying his fake injury scam, he also made use of the toy mobile phone scam by pretending to chat speak English to grant himself more time at the club. Like, he pulled out, like, a fake toy mobile phone and was pretending to, like, take a call from someone
That's
important.
That's awesome.
Oh,
That's
shit.
That's amazing.
And, like,
nice.
And then, like, put it away like he was some big deal. And, yeah. He did it for years. I'm trying to give you, like, an accurate thing here. He claimed to have, at the end of his career, he had scored one goal. Like, he did actually...
He got a goal? Then he did.
He did technically score one goal. Shit, why is it not
letting
me go back?
Probably.
Oh, no. Here we go. That's why. I'm fucking losing the plot here, guys.
No.
But no. He claimed to have played 20 to 30 matches, but never played the full 90 minutes of any of them.
Dude, so
he's like sold the rights to his whole story.
So did he make money like playing?
Yeah, he made money the whole time he was doing this.
It was like a minor league. He made good, like, decent money.
Yeah, I think he was a little higher than
really no shit.
Minor league.
Like, he got up to like a Premier League,
not Premier League, but he got up enough to where he would be making it worth your while.
Well, props to this guy, man.
In 86, he moved to, okay, so after he played in South America for tons of places, right? Like at least four or five teams. He then in 86 moved to Europe, hit up French Division II club. So that's not
Division II. It's
Division II. Yeah. You know, you can call it, you can think of that what it is.
He's where still making money. Playing.
At his presentation, the club arranged a training session with the fans, and afraid of being caught, he shot all the balls into the crowd while kissing the club's badge. So he was just like, hey, I'm supposed to like demonstrate all my talents here.
Instead,
to,
I'm
like,
just going
to
make
knock
fans.
Knock it into the goal, but I'm just going to be
cool.
I'm just going to
be the crowd pleaser.
Crowd pleaser and just
I'm,
knock
I'm the hype
them all
man.
Off. Hey, kissing the badge and
that's
all that.
That's awesome.
That's how he did
it. That's genius.
Yeah, I love this guy.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Maybe I need to look a little more into him, but check that. Check out Carlos Kaiser.
Your scam artist of the week.
My scam artist.
But that's like an honest scam, which is interesting. You know, it's like he didn't hurt anybody. You know, he's not taking anybody's money, really. You know,
he's Carlos Kaiser Sose, though. You know, he just like faked the limp and he did the whole thing. You know, I'm just saying.
I haven't watched Usual Suspects in too long.
I forgot that was even a name, man.
Yeah, it's been too long. How don't get
Kaiser
the reference.
Sose?
No, I know Kaiser Sose, but it's just been so long since I've seen the movie.
I've called me just like uncultured, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Been living under a rock.
Been living under rocks. Guys, that's about all I had to talk about, really.
That's you never say that.
I know.
That's all I had to talk about. I'm okay. Done.
Owen's a little
you
unprepared
never
this
say
week.
That.
Yeah. Owen was on his Christmas vacation.
It was a fucking
he said,
rough week. I had vacation.
He was on his Christmas vacation. He said, fuck the podcast. I'm not preparing shit.
Fuck the podcast. Fuck the police. Fuck
all that shit.
New Year's plans? I mean, I'm doing the Wills thing. I know Samantha
said Wills is a popular choice.
I'm going camping, man.
Camping sounds awesome.
Camping is going to be awesome.
But why New Year's?
We're actually not going New Year's. We're going New Year's Day.
You
so
do?
New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I could go to the show.
Hang on. Slow down. Now we have something to talk about because Zach.
You want
to
hear how my girl? Oh, I got to dime out
gotta,
my girl.
You got to do it. You got to do
she's
it.
She's going to hate me for this because she's embarrassed. But
well, she fucked up.
Yeah, she did fuck up. So I don't give a shit. I'm going to tell a story. So Hannah, like one of my Christmas gifts, she wanted to surprise me with something to do for New Year's. And so I'm like, cool. Like, so I didn't know about it. And I knew it was going to be camping.
You've been wanting to go camping?
Yeah. Like, we went camping not too long ago, and we're trying to go camping more. I got a new tent. Anyways, she booked a camping trip for New Year's. And
how do you book a camping trip? She, like,
or no, you know, just no, yeah,
she
yeah.
reserved
a spot. Oh, yeah,
spot
reserved
a
spot
a
at a campground. Yeah.
So you get
at Rainbow Springs.
All right.
So she reserved a spot at Rainbow Springs. And so, like, you know, I find out about it, you know, because I got to plan, you know, the rest of this shit. And she, and I'm like, let me see the site you got. And she shows it to me, and I'm like, babe, this is an RV spot, and it's fully paved. And we're going to have two tents that need to be staked in. You know what I mean? Don't need to be, but I'm not camping on pavement. You know what I mean? Like, that defeats the fucking purpose.
Yeah.
I could put my tent on there, but I'm not
Can you imagine
that.
He shows up without figuring this out?
Yeah, I would have been. I'm so glad
shows
I looked
up,
at the reservation.
They have a plot for an RV plot, which I know how those are, right? They're all like.
And then we would have been surrounded
maybe
by RVs.
5-10 feet apart, right? So he's got an RV on one, both sides. And there's a concrete slab and a little picnic table to the side.
Yeah, on concrete.
And concrete. Next to two RVs with the AC. They got their AC running the whole night.
Yeah, they're you know? It's all bright because they got RVs. It's all like light. Like, it would have been horrible. So we got lucky because it's around New you know, it's New Year's. Like, excuse me.
Well, you got
everything's,
lucky
everything's
you
booked.
Checked that shit.
Well, I'm glad. Of course, I had to check it, but we got lucky because you know it's New Year's. Like everything's booked, and we found a spot at I already forgot the place. It's in High Springs, north of Gainesville. It's a state park, and But they had a spot open, so we got a spot there.
So what's the true
allure? But she didn't fuck up.
What's the true allure to you with doing the camping thing? Like,
oh man, it's just good to be in nature, man. Like, as corny as that sounds, like
fires, like,
bro. I fucking work behind a desk every day, and I, you know, like I'm always in front of a computer, bro. Like I have to get outside.
I think you'll get tired of it.
No.
I think once the summer comes.
Well, yeah, obviously in Florida, I'm not fucking tent camping in the summer.
It's camping season.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, right now is the time to go. Like until like until like April, May, and then you cut off until November. You know what I mean?
Addy, unless pro or against, you for or against camping? How do you feel? Oh,
I mean, con, pro, against. I mean, against.
Against?
I said all of them.
What's your reason?
Bro, because it's... I just...
not into it?
I'm more of an indoor girl.
Yeah, I get that. Sorry. Yeah.
No.
Owen's an indoor girl, too.
I am.
So you guys can be indoor girls together?
Yeah, it's fine.
Ty's a camping man.
I do like camping. I like my indoor time, but I like some fucking camping, too.
Yeah.
Well, you're... You were born in the wilderness.
You're damn right.
Man, I was hoping she'd say she was a camping girl because I would have just gone on a rant about my tent.
Yeah, I know you
would. Check out this
they
tent
always
again.
Do, no matter what, though, is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the tent rants.
Fucking tent rants. Guys, we're going to close out the show. We're going to close out the show with something
no
we
verses?
Haven't. No verses, but I do want to show the audience that next week there'll be verses. And we got a new bell. I got a way better bell, guys. So next week you're gonna get to experience this.
Woo!
Wow,
it's pretty.
That's
pretty
a good bell.
Pretty good bell.
Shut the fuck up!
Teresa's,
I'm coming.
It's what Teresa's been doing to me all week.
It's like it's a Motel 6 bell.
It is. It's a counter bell.
It's a cheap hotel bell.
It is, but. In lieu of us doing a versus this week, I decided to pull some older tunes and pull back an old segment, guys.
Oh.
Yeah. We haven't done it. We haven't done it like this. I'm rebirthing for, you know,
ooh, yeah.
2017. We'll experience a little more of this. Guys, it's time for Urban Diction.
Ooh. Oh, it's back on the diction.
And this week I've got a bunch. I've taken snapshots from this book right here, which was given to us by our good British sir, friend.
And what is the name of that book?
Mark Hales. It's Rogers Profanosaurus.
This is the original Urban Dictionary.
And this is the original.
This is before
Urban
the
Dictionary.
Internet was
so
out.
This is, and these are all English too. So that's where we get some of these gems. And it's an acronym, and it's H-O-P.
H-O-P.
Okay. You got any guesses? Because this...
Can you give us like one...
Essentially a hop.
A hop?
Ah, I feel much better after that hop.
H-O-P?
H-O-P.
Can you give us like a clue on like the genre? Like the
poo.
Poop?
It's poop? Poo related.
H-O-P. Hot...
It stands for the hangover poo.
Hangover. Okay.
A giant, excessively loose stool, the noisy passing of which is a significant milestone in the recovery from a hangover.
Owen is so familiar with
that. That's
those.
A very good description of that.
Uh-huh.
Dude, it's I much feel like you're going to call it that from
it's
now
much,
on.
This book is much more punctual than Urban Dictionary.
It's English.
Yeah.
There's a good one. Head for the hills. You ever been forced to head to the hills, Zach?
Head to the hills? I've probably headed the hills a couple of times in my life.
What about you, Ty?
Am I going to regret saying that?
Yeah, have you ever headed to the hills?
I've run at hills, then run up them.
Abby, unless you're not telling us something, I don't think you're capable of heading to the hills.
No, I'm missing an ACL and I have many hip problems. Thanks for asking, Owen.
And also, yes.
Maybe a penis.
And maybe a penis.
No, I don't have a penis.
Oh, good.
I wish I did.
It's in this explanation,
Freud was right.
It's to be forced to hide your soldier in the Dutch Alps. Because the redcoats are in the valley. Head for the hills.
Okay. So where are the Dutch Alps? Is that...
You haven't...
That's That's the breasts.
I wouldn't say that at all.
Breasts. Is that the lips?
I'm saying if the redcoats are in the valley, you head for the hills.
So you gotta go for the boobahs?
No, I think that's an anal sex joke.
Oh.
I think that's a...
The hills would make sense tits.
But hills, you know...
I don't know, man.
You can...
You got some hilly ass?
Yeah, I ain't trying to go into no hill ass.
You should look into that, man.
That sounds like rough terrain.
I ain't going for no hill ass.
All right. You ever
get... want no hill ass?
Nobody want no, that hill ass.
Hill ass.
You ever hit the hole in one then?
The hole in one.
Yeah.
Shit. I've hit a hole in one. Yeah.
You've hit a hole in one.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You've hit a hole in one.
I just know that I don't know what it means, but I know I've done it.
Yeah.
Been there.
I think I've done it too.
Yeah. Abby's done it.
I'd be impressed. Again, penis related.
I don't know. God damn it.
Well, you might have been the hole. I think it does take.
It takes two.
It takes two.
She received the hole in one.
You don't know me, bitch.
But, you know, it's like when you're all the way out of a chick, maybe you're on top of her, and you can get the full thrust without using your hands at all. It's do the old successful penetrative success without use of the hand for guidance. The old hole in one.
Oh, wait.
Just kind of from distance.
Is it initial penetration? Or you're already like fucking and you step off and then...
I feel like it's more after you've been banging for a little bit, then it comes out for a little while. And then you're just like thrust back in.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I don't know that you can...
Well,
why didn't you
say so?
I'm just trying to understand.
I mean, that's my... I don't know. What do you think? What do you envision?
I envision it like
that you knew.
The first time, no hands. You just get it right in.
I'm reading from a book. I'm reading what it says in the book.
Personal
who
question.
Authored that book?
When was this book written?
It's very famous. This book was what was
Profanosaurus.
You're holding a book, so it's not that famous, and it's not. It's pretty old.
It is pretty old, but it's like 90s. It's great. That's what makes it awesome. The full English breakfast.
We've talked about this one. I want to say. I mean, it's a delicious breakfast. What, I don't know. You tell me what a full English breakfast is.
Well, in the Profanosaurus, you can also say that it's a very untidy vagina that is frankly too much to face first thing in the morning.
Too much to face. Too much to face.
Yes. Too much to face.
That's kind of dumb, though, because that's what you want in the morning.
You guys are always worth marching right up to. You guys are just spick and span. You're welcome, three female listeners.
Too much to face.
You need something better than the bow for that.
Frottage. I spit everywhere just saying that. Frottage. This is new to me.
Frottage?
Frottage. It's the act of deriving pleasure by rubbing one's closed genitals on any convenient surface. Example, door jamb, fridge, woman's arse, or a crowded tube train. Frottage. Right.
Frottage.
Yeah. Frotterer, one who indulges in frottage, one who frots.
Wait, what's the difference between frots and frottage?
Well... One who frots, like frottage would be the verb. Yeah. So
frots is the noun.
Yeah, one who frots.
Okay,
frotting would be a verb though.
Frotting would be probably be a verb. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Frotted.
There's frotterer. So you're right. You're right.
Oh, my frotterer.
So yeah, that was a little Urban Diction.
Urban Diction. I haven't done that in a while. I like it.
Close us out for almost 2017, guys. With that being said, it's time we close out the year.
Damn it.
And
I mean, hooray.
Yes.
We have to, I don't know. I don't know how I feel
about
this.
Fuck off, 2016.
Holy shit. Let me just say, I'm kind of tired of hearing people say that shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just another year, man.
Well,
things happen.
Like, anthropomorphize a year or whatever.
Yeah.
One can argue that the holidays sort of bring a stress in.
Well, yeah, and especially
possible,
with the political year. Yeah.
I think that one can argue that maybe certain societal things like impact that, you know, like
yeah, for
and,
sure,
and even just like the you know, the heartstrings that get pulled at Christmas, and people may be, you know, distance from each other. Like, there are more celebrity deaths. There's more deaths in general
at the end of the
around
year.
Christmas time. Yeah. Like, it's just kind of what happens. I also think that what does any year be, you know, it's an arbitrary date, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And all we're doing is just like, what, resetting the tally mark?
Yeah,
what,
20, it's nothing. You know? Day means nothing. It's just a number.
It's just a number. And ultimately, you know.
But it's, you know, I'm a fan of New Year's resolutions, though. Do you guys do New Year's resolutions?
I never did,
but also I was always in a place that was so cold where nobody really did them until the summer because, like, you don't want to exercise right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
The first start is in, like, May.
That's interesting. I've never thought about that. Like,
no,
yeah.
A lot of people will be like, no, it's, like, May. Like, we're not going to get anything
now. We
done
get our
right
shit
now.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, what am I going to go running out in the snow?
I mean, yeah, like, yeah.
Fuck you.
I've never really, I don't think I've ever stuck to a New Year's resolution, but this year is quitting smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, you're going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Ring the bell. That makes it official, I guess.
If you decide, like, I'm saying as a guy that's quit, but I'm back on the train.
Yeah, you are back, and I'm surprised you're still back on the train.
You know.
So quit me.
Trumpster fire. Dude, as long as you want to do it, do it. Like, people always make excuses.
Yeah. Well,
the list of drugs and shit. You have enough willpower to not smoke.
Oh, I know. I've quit before.
If you don't want to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The longest I've quit in, like, the last 5 years was 7 months. And that was, like, a long time.
I was close to 2 years.
Quitter.
Yeah. But that's all right.
Gonna get a lame...
Dude, I go to the fucking gym and then I smoke. Like, it's just like so counterproductive.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I doing?
No, I hear you. I hear you. What did I, I had something I wanted to play too. Oh, man.
In the chat room, I just want to say to everybody out there, the Deathpool goes on. Deadpool goes on till the anniversary of that show.
Yeah,
that
it's the anniversary
was.
Of the show. We did not do this at the beginning of the year, by the way.
It's not considered 2016.
No. The Deathpool still has a good few
still
months
open.
Left in it yet. Yeah. Yes.
And I do want to say to you guys, it's been a great year.
No, it has. It has. And that's what one of the points I wanted to make.
Yeah.
Is that, yes, 2016 has been sort of shit for, you know, celebrity deaths, all that stuff.
But for Oh No, it's been
but
great.
But for Oh No,
right,
we've had a good year.
It.
Yeah. We've had a good year.
I mean, we're fucking Mixer verified.
Yeah, it's like pretty Bonafide. Huge.
But seriously, thank you to all the listeners for sticking with us through this year. It's been a blast. We fucking love doing this. Owen, Ty, Tom,
all
love you guys. It's been a great year.
Thank you guys so much for having me on your last show.
Hey, Abby,
that was very cool.
Like we said, I think you're like an Oh No.
And Duncan
like
too.
Sister.
I love you out there.
Oh,
now.
Thank you.
Oh, so you're always welcome.
Oh,
Abby
you.
Is always welcome.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys.
You might
I
have to sit
here.
In the closet on some days.
I've sat in worse. You know, I've sat in worse.
Yeah, you've with the door closed. At least keep the door open. That should be a shirt.
It's just like a horror movie when
at
you
least
have
we them. Keep the door open. It's a picture of a closet.
We close it and we put a camera on.
That's it. Guys, thank you all for joining us throughout this year. We're going to continue up the nonsense, but upping it up even more. We've talked about it. There's big plans for Oh No in the
Watch
coming
out.
Year. New logos, new shirts, new fun stuff coming your way. New meetups
swag.
To be had.
All the swag.
All the swag, all the meetups, all Swaggy the things meetups. That we said we're not going to do, we're going to do them. And I kind of promise it this time.
So, kind of promise.
Kind of promise.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Big old bag of dicks.
And fuck your dreams.
And fuck your dreams.
The Oh No Radio Show.
Happy
Shit
New Year's
ship.
While you eat a bag of dicks.
Just saying Happy New Year.
And fuck your dreams.
2016. We'll see you next year. From morning sun till dawn,
Overseas between us prayed have wrought sin so anxiety. Trust your fear.